Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
What he was saying, if you study that word out, he was saying, Peter, you had faith that you wouldn't sustain. You didn't sustain it. It wasn't a matter of how small it was. If you got small faith and you sustain it, you ain't going to sink. You just got a little bit of faith, but you ain't sinking. You going. So it's not the size of faith. It's a matter of whether you sustain it or not. Oh, ye of puny faith. You start out today believing, but tomorrow you're doubting. No, that's when you fight. I said, that's when you fight. You fight the good fight of faith. No, I started out believing. God told me this. I'm going to fight that fight of faith. I'm going to wrestle with this devil. I'm going to rebuke this enemy. I'm going to overcome this trial. I'm not giving up. I got a little bit of faith. That's all I need. If I hold on to that faith. You don't need a whole lot. Use what you got. Keep using it. Keep using it. Keep talking about it. If you have to whisper it, sometimes you got to moan it. Moan it. Send that frequency out. Soldiers, keep rank. Faith must trust the king's command. Hebrews 11:8, Abraham obeyed. By faith, Abraham obeyed. There was a fruit of his faith. He obeyed. Faith functions by kingdom law. Look at Romans chapter 3. And verse 27. Where is boasting then? It is excluded. By what law? Of works? No, but by the law of faith. The law of faith. There's a law. Faith is a law. In other words, faith is always going to work. It's working when you don't work it. It's there to be worked, like gravity. Gravity's always there because it's the law of gravity. So there's a law of faith. So anytime a child of God has necessity, they can tap into that law. They can exercise their faith because it's always going to operate. Amen. I said this all when you even sense or perceive lack trying to creep up on you, exercise your faith. Amen. Start exercising faith. Amen. Attack lack with faith. Amen. Amen. Stop talking about what the economy's doing and what ain't happening. Forget that. That's broke. That's coming down. I'm telling you, Babylon's gonna crumble. That's why you got to have something outside of that. And I don't just mean another income. I'm talking about having faith in the one who owns it all, in the one who is the head and the tail, who's above only and not beneath, the one who owns the cattle on 1,000 hills, the one who never, amen, whose well never runs dry. You got to have faith. God will make something out of nothing. He'll show you a way that's been in front of you. You just never saw it till you begin to believe. There it is right there. God always has a way. God always has a provision. He made a way for you before you got where you are. Your way is already made anyway. But you'll only find it by faith. Try to figure it out in your head. That's why you broke.
Amen. Amen.
Because you're allowing limitations. The natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God. They're foolishness to him. You talk to some people and your faith will be foolish to them.
I know what you're talking about, but that reality is this.
No, I'm believing God. All right.
You believe in God, but this is...
They don't understand.
Amen.
They don't understand the dimension you tap into. Israel, I'm not ashamed of it.
Amen.
I'll tell you in a minute. I don't know, but I'm believing God. Job said, he knoweth the way that I take. You may not even know the way that you take. That's when you really need to put your words out there and activate your faith in trusting that, amen, God's going to guide you in the pathway of the kingdom. Amen. I mean, he is faithful. Amen. He said, the Holy Spirit, when he comes, he will lead and guide you into all truth. Every day you wake up, you need to reset. Say, Holy Ghost, come on, guide me, guard me, govern me, show me the way. I don't know the way. Your way is higher than my way. If I go my way, I'll limit you, but show me your way. He'll guide you into all truth. You won't be bound. You'll be free. You won't have to worry, scheme, and plot, and be full of anxiety. What am I going to do? Faith operates by God's word, not feelings. Like gravity, faith always works. We're talking about the kingdom within you. Faith always works. Amen. Faith will advance the kingdom mandate. It's never God's will for you to stagnate. This is the thing. We have to catch up. I want to say, you got to get in spiritual shape. Physical shape, too. I'm telling you. Hey, I ain't playing. You're going to go to some of these nations, and some of y'all are going to be sent. And some of y'all are going to be sent because God needs to teach you something.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Get you out there. Well, ain't no electricity. Amen. Ain't no water.
Amen.
For about a week.
Amen.
You come back humble. Faith advances the kingdom mandate. Matthew 16, it talks about that will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Faith pulls heaven's order into the earth.
Amen.
Faith is what pulls heaven's order into the earth. Let me tell you something about yourself. You are not natural.
Amen.
Paul told the Corinthians one time, he said, stop acting like mere men.
Amen.
Child of God, do you believe this? Do you understand this about who you are? There's a person, Holy Spirit, on the inside of you that distinguishes you. I don't care. Let them call you arrogant. Let them call you whatever. Let them call you crazy. But there's someone in you that makes you different, makes you unique. I'm not the average Joe on the corner. There's an anointing in my life. Amen. It's not natural. Ain't nothing natural about it. Is supernatural. Signs, wonders, miracles, all kinds of things will flow from that. It's on the inside of you. Stop letting your mind and other people convince you that you just like anybody else. You're not. No. There's an anointing on your life. There's a grace on your life that distinguishes you from the world. You're not like the world.
Amen.
Amen. I'm not talking holier than thou, even though you are holier than thou.
Amen.
We're not arrogant like that, but yeah, God, there's a difference between holy and unholy.
Amen.
Amen. There's a distinction between clean and unclean.
Amen.
Righteous and unrighteous. Light and dark. Day and night. Good and evil. There's a difference. We don't boast in that. We just let the light shine. But the reality is there is a difference. Amen. Either you're saved or you're not saved. Either you're on God's side or you're on the devil's side. Ain't no in between.
Somebody thought there was an in between, but it ain't.
Ain't no in between. Faith will manifest God's will. Faith pulls heaven. This is so important to know in the day and time in which we live. Now. This is no time to play games. Legacy.
Have you ever felt like God was calling you higher? Higher than routine. Higher than religion. Higher than just going through the motions. In The Rise of the Remnant, Apostle Trevor Banks Sr. helps you discover how to leave behind the weight of hypocrisy, distraction, and doubt, and rise into the fullness of God's grace, using the very skies above us, from the troposphere to the stratosphere. Apostle Trevor Banks shows us what it means to grow in faith, to push past obstacles, and to live as the authentic you. This is a call to transformation, a call to go deeper, a call to rise. Don't settle for surface living. Be part of the remnant God is raising up. The Rise of the Remnant by Apostle Trevor Banks. Available now wherever books are sold.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
This is Jonathan McLean, General Manager of WCNO Christian Radio. We just completed Prayer and Share October the 6th through the 17th. Many of you joined us during those days. We had an awesome time of celebrating the goodness and faithfulness of God. We are so close to reaching our goal. If you have not sent in your donation yet, you can go online to WCNO.com or you can call us at 772-221-1100. God bless you and thank you for your continued support of WCNO.